On this episode of The Edge podcast, ClearEdge CEO Leslie Vickery interviews Kimberly Bird, Director of Communications and PR at Kforce, a professional staffing firm that provides strategic partnership in the areas of technology and finance and accounting services. Kimberly discusses the power and importance of internal communications to effectively send messages to internal teams, how organizations can measure the ROI of marketing efforts, and why female executives are in an influential position for up-and-coming female leaders. I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Hi everyone, this is Leslie Vickery, CEO of ClearEdge Marketing. Welcome to The Edge. Today our guest is Kimberly Bird, the Director of Communications and PR for Kforce. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you so much for having me, Leslie.
Of course. I am so happy we met at Executive Forum, and I'm thrilled that we're able to be here today to talk about a really important conversation, actually a few different things, everything from the power and importance of internal communications, which is often overlooked in companies, but critical to retention and engagement and so forth, and also a perspective on women in recruitment, being your own career champion, and so much more. So you and I actually have a lot in common background-wise. We both studied journalism, and while we aren't reporters today per se, we both have an affinity for communications and PR. In fact, you were actually a morning TV anchor, which I absolutely love about you. So not exactly, though, Kimberly, a common path to the staffing industry. Tell us a little bit about your start and how you landed in recruitment.
Well, that's right, Leslie. I grew up dreaming to be a reporter and anchor, and never dreamed I would be in the staffing industry, but I'm so glad that I am today. I was a reporter, though, and anchor for an NBC station in Beaumont, Texas, and it was really exciting. It was a little scary at times. I covered several hurricanes, actually, and some really interesting stories. I met a lot of amazing people, and I got to tell some really good stories. But when my husband and I decided to head back to my hometown here in Tampa Bay, I was lucky enough to find a communications position at Kforce, which is headquartered here in Tampa. And I just fell in love with the company, with the industry, with the culture. I totally bought in. And actually, I'm celebrating 9 years with the firm this summer.
Excellent. I actually have always admired Kforce, and in prepping for this podcast, so having been in the industry now since about 98, Kforce has always been on our radar, especially from a technology recruitment perspective, looking at companies that you admire and respect in the industry. So I was really happy when we met and excited to talk to you and get to know you a little bit better. And you actually made a really interesting observation during one of our calls that I wanted to touch on, that in broadcasting, you don't really know who's watching or how they're watching. But when you joined Kforce in communications, you knew you had an audience that you could actually engage to make a difference. And like you mentioned, congratulations, you just celebrated 9 years. You've grown your team into 5 people strong. So I'm really curious, what is it about the company coming from the outside and thinking we know what it's like on the inside? What is it like from the company, and what is it in your role that keeps you so energized? And for those listening, speaking of being energized, even if we're talking by phone, it feels like you're smiling ear to ear. You really have a genuine love for what you do. So tell us a little bit more.
I do. I love what I do. I truly see the value that we add as a team to the firm, and I really see the value in internal communications. I'm so glad you kicked off the call with that. Once I got out of TV, I realized how easily my journalism skills could translate into the corporate culture. And as you said, I could tell when I started at Kforce whether or not people were paying attention, and then I could be more strategic about my approach in effective communications. Over the years, Kforce is, as you mentioned, an incredible company. They have been incredibly innovative, and my leaders have been really encouraging with what I say, trying to let me do crazy things, crazy ideas I've come to them with. And for example, actually, a few years ago, we wanted to address more offices quickly. We wanted to be more transparent with our messages. As you mentioned, we're a large company. We actually have more than 55 offices nationwide. So we decided to make the firm a little bit smaller and started a live company-wide webcast called K-Force Live. And that highlights projects and recognizes team wins and lets our CEO and president basically speak candidly and directly to our associates all over the country. So I tapped into that broadcast journalism background and I made it like a morning show, and we actually go out live to offices and we can hear from teams from St. Louis to Phoenix to Seattle to New York, and the response has been really great, and we're now using that webcast platform for many other things. So, you know, something that creative can actually be very effective in communications from an internal standpoint.
So basically they have a lot of trust and faith in you and your background and experience and allow you to pursue creative things that perhaps they wouldn't have already thought of, which is terrific and speaks volumes to the leadership of the company to actually listen and take to heart some of the things that you bring to the table. So just kind of sticking to the internal communications theme, that's how I actually got my start in the industry. So while broadcasting didn't quite work out for various reasons, I still love my passion is writing and journalistic style writing. So I started my career in internal communications. And of course, as you said, you have to be kind of creative when it comes to corporate communications and the type of messages that can tend to be stale and boring and not very exciting, but certainly there are opportunities to turn that around and make it something very interesting. I'm really passionate about internal communications and I firmly believe it helps with retention. Yet most of the companies I know, they don't have an internal communications program, let alone someone on staff dedicated to it. So perhaps you can share, in addition to obviously the story you already shared, but how you track the results, how you ensure the executive team has buy-in, and you actually coined something SMAC, so which stands for speak honestly, make technology work for you, audience is key, curveballs engage, and keep up. Tell us a little bit more about how internal communications is really making a difference for the company.
Sure. You mentioned the article I wrote on LinkedIn. Actually, it's on kforce.com as well. I called it Talking Smack. It was a lot of fun to write. And the reason why I wanted to get that out there is because many people don't realize how powerful internal communications can be for their company and how seamlessly it's connected to employee engagement, to the culture, and ultimately, you mentioned turnover and retention. Something I found over the years is that each person doesn't communicate in the same way. So in order to be effective with your communications, you have to take that land, sea, and air approach. So you have to leverage various vehicles to communicate the same message. And it's so important that each of these platforms can be tracked for their effectiveness. So we are dedicated to these numbers. We know our internal email open rates and click rates. We know how to track clicks within our text messages to employees. And we can even see time spent and pages viewed on digital magazines that we've produced. Those numbers are so important, Leslie, to decide where to focus. And we need to sometimes really focus how to get audience attention. And we also have to know what our audience cares about. And that's how you are able to do that, through those numbers and through the tracking of internal communications. Because at some point, you have to get their attention for really important initiatives or really important messages for the firm. But you have to focus on technology and leverage technology in order to track. So as we've evolved, it's meant a much closer partnership with IT and even outside vendors when we look into new technologies.
It's interesting, and I love the SMAC terminology analogy and the land, sea, and air. And basically, similar to what you did with broadcasting and kind of parlayed that into communications, you're taking best practices companies do anyway for communicating with prospects and clients and candidates and really making that an internal view. So having a program that's measurable, leveraging the same type of tools and technologies, it really makes sense. And I think that's an easy way for executives listening today to understand and grasp why that's important and to see you can track numbers to see the results. And obviously retention is one of the best ways to track that. And as we look at external review sites and Glassdoor and others and are able to track what people are saying as far as the sentiment of the management team and the company and the executive team, you can also see that start to change when you put programs in place and improve directly related to internal communication. So terrific. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
As it relates to what you're up to communications and PR-wise, something that is also standing out to me with you is you've infused technology into everything you do, and including traditional marketing tactics, and you're seeing tremendous results. You identify different channels that have huge reach. You leverage customized messages to reach specific channels, and you take the data to drive the decisions that you're making and to do investments. Now, with the size of company of Kforce, you have a lot of resources that maybe mid or small size companies don't have yet. I'm throwing back in the world, in the mix here, traditional marketing tactics. So tell me a little bit, perhaps you can share what you're up to, obviously without giving away your secret sauce, so to speak, but things that other companies could realistically do as well.
Absolutely. Well, it is really exciting to be in marketing and communications today because we can now track things that our previous colleagues had wanted to for years. And now we can show much more clearly that what we do matters and how much it's really affecting the business. So when you're trying to get ROI on these types of things, especially public relations, I think it's so important to think about your audience first. Go back to the basics. What do they think of your company now, and how do you want them to think of you? So my team is constantly looking at existing channels, and you mentioned this, especially with smaller firms. As simple as email, voicemail, the events you attend, the associations that you are connected with, and you need to consider whether or not you're maximizing those enough. I think it's really important to start simply and say, could we be doing more with things that we do every day? So also it is about having the right vendors if you're able to, and having the right partners. With a lot of these initiatives, you might have to leverage outside parties. And those partners that I've worked with have taught me a lot about the industry and how we can better engage our customers with their help. So it's really about considering that simple customer experience, understanding your audience, maximizing the channels that you use every day, and then learning from your partners.
So one of the things that I, you know, obviously with a journalism background, and because we offer PR as a service, something we're always asked, and I was asked when I was on your side of the fence as well, when I was running marketing at Sperion, PR is something that a lot of companies want to do, but they find it really difficult to track the results, and therefore they just don't invest. And it's hard sometimes to convince them about brand lift, or if they don't have the right technology and tracking measures in place to show how it is driving revenue and integrating that in with the sales process and so forth. So maybe you can share with other marketers listening today, and even the executives, what metrics you believe are the most important to track and how PR can directly tie into business goals.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a struggle. It's a challenge that all PR and marketing individuals struggle with. But the root of public relations, I believe, Leslie, is about the relationships. It's how those relationships translate into the business that makes PR worthwhile. So an example, I was thinking about this earlier, and an example I wanted to give was when I took on public relations as a responsibility at Kforce, that came along with branded merchandise and managing our branded merchandise site and all that we do with those types of marketing materials. So the Kforce hats and cups and pens, and I know a lot of companies have this. I really see this as another communications vehicle, another way to build relationships externally with your customers, whether it's the consultant or the client. And we found that it was very hard to track when it came to, you know, are these marketing materials, is this branded merchandise really helping us move the needle? So one thing we did is we actually reorganized our internal site for our employees to focus on who they're buying for rather than what they're buying. And so when the employee completes the purchase on the site, they have to check who the product is for. And so we're tracking whether they're buying for a client, a consultant, an event that they're attending, and so on. And so we're actually easily able to tell that 70% of our marketing products go directly to the customer, and even more we can look at the region or the office spend on these items and see how it correlates to their sales. So it's been a really great tool to actually measure the correlation between the spend that we're doing on marketing materials and how it correlates to sales for our customers, which in turn helps to build the relationship.
So all about relationship, which is very true. We are in a relationship and people business, so that makes perfect sense. Thank you, Kimberly. So we're going to switch gears here for a minute and talk a little bit about women in recruitment. And you and I both know we work in an industry that is fairly rigid when it comes to being in the office and working long hours, especially for roles in what we would call a fee earner position. So it could be sales or recruiting, people directly related to revenue. You mentioned while we've been getting to know each other that Kforce is really flexible and understanding and really from the top down. I personally believe that flexibility will open more doors for women to not only stay within our industry, but also work their way up to the C-suite, which right now in roughly the top 50, 100 staffing firms, it's about 73% are men in the C-suite versus 27% women. So I do believe there's a shift about to happen because of all of the women we have coming up within the ranks and in management and mid-management and senior management. So with that though, our industry needs to do something to make sure we can be a little bit more flexible. What do you believe our industry as a whole can do better to shift into a more flexible work environment? And then perhaps maybe with that, you could share what Kforce does that stands out to you.
Well, I think you said it earlier, you have to focus on the people. We're in the people business, right? You have to know your people and trust your people. And on the flip side, you have to also build rapport as an employee and build that trust. Since I've been with Kforce, I have had two little girls, and the support I've had as a working mom, working my way up as a leader in our firm has been really great. It's been hard, obviously. As a working mom, there's always balance. But I've had a lot of strong female mentors. One in particular is our own COO, Kai Mitchell, who is an inspiring mom of two. I had a meeting with her a few months ago, and I received a call from my daughter's school nurse saying that I needed to come get her. And Kai was incredibly encouraging about rescheduling the meeting and encouraging me to go get my daughter as soon as possible because she understands the struggle and the balance that's needed as a working mom. So I think having more female executives or more females in leadership and management positions can be really helpful to those that are up and coming because they've been there. They understand the balance and the struggle that it can be between work and life balance. But also, I think just understanding that your employees, understanding and trusting that they love their jobs and they're dedicated to their jobs, but they need that flexibility can really help build more passion and more engagement with the company. I had a project that I was very passionate about and I needed to present it. I wanted to present it to our CFO, our CEO, and our president, which was going to be a very daunting meeting that I was preparing for. And the meeting got rescheduled for a date where I was actually visiting Alaska with my family. It was a big family trip. We were going to be there for 10 days. And I was so excited because I told my boss how incredibly passionate I was about this, and he knew that it was something that was a passion project of mine. And so I actually got up with a 4-hour time change. I got up super early in the morning and I called in, and I was able to give that pitch from Alaska, which is such a crazy story. But for me, they recognized that I was on vacation with my family and that it was okay if I didn't want to do that. But because I'm so passionate about this particular initiative, I got the opportunity to do that. So that's an example of flexibility and knowing your employees and being able to focus on the people and what's going to work for them. For me, it made me feel more connected to the company.
That's terrific. And I can tell just by reading some of the posts, Kai actually, as you mentioned, she's very active at the executive level and recently also posted on LinkedIn an article interviewing some other women within the company. So it does feel like you all have a focus on making that something that's kind of embedded and thread throughout the company, which is something I've actually seen a lot of in the last few months more than ever. People coming forward and asking questions about how they can get their companies more engaged in that. And I know it's a topic that will be covered at the ASA conference as well. And I really love what you're doing at K-Force and the fact that you are pushing it and you have champions next to you, in front of you, behind you, all over the company, really pushing as well.
Thank you. And they're actually the webcast that she is mentioning in that article was using our webcast platform. And we did that for International Women's Day. And so it's just another great example how internal communications can really be powerful for a company and drive change within a company.
I love it. Great tie-in. Good reference. So oftentimes when I'm talking to other women in technology or recruitment, something that really bubbles to the top is the topic of women having a lack of confidence. In fact, in a recent survey on women in tech, when asked what is one piece of advice you'd give women, the number one answer from both men and women was to have confidence. You mentioned that a strong female mentor told you early in your career, if you're not your biggest fan, then who will be? That really resonated with me. It's advice actually my dad gave me when I was younger, and he would say, when you look in the mirror, if you don't love yourself first, who will love you? And you really have to be that fan and be your champion of your career and your life in general. So maybe you can elaborate a little bit as to why that resonated with you so much and how you believe being confident in your own champion can advance your career.
Sure. Well, when this mentor shared that with me, I was a young employee. I was working really hard, long hours, and I realized that I knew better than anyone how hard I was working. And if I didn't share that with my leader, with my manager, with my colleagues, and I didn't share that value that I believed I was adding to the company, then no one would know, right? And so I think it's really important to not only track what you're doing from an ROI standpoint, from a business standpoint, but for you and your career and understanding that you've brought about, you know, new value, new needs to the firm. And you mentioned my team is amazing, but they're wasn't a team beforehand, and we were able to prove year after year that we were creating new opportunities for the firm, and so we were able to build out our team and grow our team and add these amazing talented women to the team because we continued to show value. So I think standing up for yourself, asking for what you want, and showing that value that you have in the workplace is a wonderful thing, and it doesn't mean that you're being boastful. I think you have to do it in the right way and at the right time. But you also have to have champions. It's not to say I haven't had champions. I've had a lot of those surrounding me throughout my career at K-Force, and I'm super grateful to that. But I do think it's important for you to stand up for yourself in the workplace and continue to show that value that you're adding to the firm and to your colleagues.
Terrific. I couldn't agree more. Being your own champion, it's an important topic, and finding confidence along the way. And I think as you build that confidence, you tend to see how become more comfortable in your shoes and become more comfortable being your own champion. And sometimes that's just something that even if you don't have at the outset of your career, you kind of grow and mature into. And it's always wonderful to see and watch other people as you work with them kind of grow into those shoes as well. So Kimberly, before we close out the podcast, I'm going to put you on the spot, and I'm sure you're prepared because I ask this question a lot at the end of podcasts, but I'm going to put you on the spot and end with a little fun. So tell us one thing we don't already know about you that others may find surprising.
Well, I mentioned earlier that I was visiting Alaska on a trip, but that wasn't the first time. So I'm a born and raised Florida girl, but I married an Alaskan. And I've now been to Alaska 5 times to visit his family. His whole family is still there. And we take the girls, and I'm sure we have many more trips to come. But I never dreamt that I would visit Alaska so many times and love Alaska as much as I do, being from Florida. So well, that's something that's kind of been a twist for me.
Well, I have to say that's a first on our call, being married to an Alaskan. And what I love about that, though, is I bet it's a lot of bucket list items for people. I know for me, it's somewhere I've never been. But my husband and I, we love the outdoors and spend a lot of time out west, just skiing, hiking, biking, and so forth. And something that's always been on our list as a destination is Alaska. So now I know who to turn to when I need some advice on scheduling and planning a trip to Alaska.
Absolutely, anytime.
Well, thank you again so much for being with us. Just in case people want to get in touch with you, maybe learn more about your internal communication programs and how they can track things, or even a trip to Alaska, you never know. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, I'm really active on LinkedIn. You mentioned a couple of the blog articles I wrote, and I love to post items from K-Force and from my team. So I'd love to connect with people more on LinkedIn and learn a little bit more about what they're doing, whether it's in staffing as a whole or marketing and communications. So connect with me on LinkedIn.
Terrific. Thank you again, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Leslie. Really enjoyed it. Look forward to working with you in the future.
Thanks for listening to this week's The Edge episode. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. And you can also email me at etatum, T-A-T-U-M, at clearedgemarketing.com. And let me know if you have any questions or if you want to hear about anything in particular as it relates to our Women in Staffing series or our marketing episodes. So just shoot me an email and I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you.